And that is the first poll that is out about transportation taxes. It's the Elway poll. And it shows that 62% of you oppose additional charges for car tabs. 72% of you oppose any increase in your gas tax. Now, under the House Democrats' proposal in Olympia, they want to spend $10 billion over a five-year period raising the gas tax to 47 cents a gallon. It's currently 37 cents. Plus, by the way, 18 cents federal tax. So it's already 55 cents for every gallon. It would be 65 cents. And then, in addition to that, it would create a new car tab tax that would come out to about $140 for a $20,000 car. And it would give local governments the option to levy an additional $140 on top of that. So, again, how are people feeling about it? They just hate it. It's not even a close call. Not only do 72% of people oppose a gas tax, but 47% strongly oppose a gas tax. That means you've got 47% hard opposition to raising the gas tax. The license tab fee. 62% oppose that, including 34% who feel strongly about that. So they start with one-third entrenched opposition and, again, 62% overall say they oppose it. Now, who supports it? Well, let's see. 14% of people strongly support the gas tax. Another 14% accept it. But it's 28% support for a higher gas tax, 72% opposition. The license tab fee, 35% support it, 62% oppose it. Tolling, this is interesting. 39% believe we should toll major roads. 61% oppose it. Here's what I found most interesting. You know that bicycle tax, the $25 fee? That had more support than anything else. 42% of people favor a bicycle tax. 55% oppose it. So there's still opposition. But this should give the Democrats in the legislature serious reason to reevaluate what they're pushing for and why. It's not that many, votes for it out there. Now, this also gives you an idea of where Seattle and the rest of the state part company. Seattle voters, most of whom either favored or could accept tolling or higher license tab fees or a gas tax, were opposed to the bicycle tax. So Seattle is going in literally the opposite direction of everybody else in the state of Washington. It also gives you an idea that most of the support for these taxes is concentrated in a relatively small area, while the opposition to it is widespread. Now, why does that matter? Because if these things go to a vote of the legislature, you're looking at highly concentrated support for higher taxes in a few legislative districts in Seattle. I mean, you know, Seattle today has less than 10% of the legislative districts in Washington state. Isn't that good to hear? Less than 10% of the ledge districts are now, about 10% of the ledge districts are now in the city of Seattle. And the other districts, you're going to see either very mild support, mild opposition, strong opposition, or entrenched opposition. So this is good news for those of us who oppose further transportation taxes. What we really need in transportation is quite frankly, what we really need in education and what we really need in state government overall. We really need a house cleaning of the status quo. I mean, we really do need not just a performance audit. We need to follow up on the performance audit and start making clear policy changes. Now, that is not going to be easy because the new Department of Transportation director, Lynn Peterson, who got the job after Joni Earle, the current CEO of Sound Transit, turned it down, is someone who is probably inclined to go in the direction of those Seattle voters. Someone who wants more money spent on alternatives to roads. Someone who believes that congestion relief should not be a major priority of transportation. It's not a major priority right now. And by the way, when it comes to how people feel about transportation priorities, the top priority for most people is to repair and maintain our existing roads. Literally none, 0%. You could vote that it was a top priority, a high priority, a low priority, or no priority. 100% thought it was a priority. Only 10% thought it was a low priority. 88% of people believe that the repair and maintenance of our roads and highways is a high priority or should be the top priority. Building out more roads? Building out more roads, 61%. Should be a high priority or a top priority? Only 4% said it should be no priority. What about mass transit? Mass transit, 53% thought it should be a top priority or a high priority. 36% thought it should be a low priority. Get this, 9%, the highest ratio, said it should be zero priority. So this is a 55-45. In fact, it's 53-45. That more spending on mass transit should be a priority. And on the ferry system, 46% thought it was a top priority or a high priority, and 43% thought it was a low priority. 7% thought it was no priority. I think those 7% do not know that the ferry system is viewed as part of the Washington State Highway System. So it seems to me that Washington state voters have very clear, reasonable positions here. That they believe that the 37 cents per gallon of gas that they spend should be enough to repair and maintain and build out our current road system. They're iffy on whether more money should be put into mass transit. And they're iffy about general transportation taxes going into further subsidies for the ferry system. Ferry system has just been rocked by one controversy after another for misspending taxpayer money, misallocating, spending so much more to build a ferry boat than is necessary because of state law, et cetera, et cetera. And they made it clear there's going to be no increase for a gas tax. There's going to be no increase for a license tab fee. Now, what's going to happen in Olympia. Frank Chop has been trying to gather the votes for this, and they're trying to get, like, this is when it comes to transportation taxes, what they do in Olympia is they get business and labor together that would benefit from building highways, and then other business and labor groups that would, you know, benefit from more money going into the transportation system because some will trickle down. They get those guys to present a united front and start working on these legislators, Democrat and Republican alike, who work in the and serve the kind of swing districts. But any kind of inside lobbying campaign that these guys had is just overwhelmed by the sheer proportion of opposition to higher gas taxes and license tab fees here. I mean, none of these are a close call. And the Department of Transportation is absolutely hell-bent on resisting any further reforms. But I think what Jay Inslee has got to take away from this is, you know what? Until there are clear reforms that generate better value for the money, the public isn't going to cough up any more money. They think they are paying a fair amount of money right now for the system as it exists. And they're not going to pay any more for the system that operates the way that our current transportation system exists. If you ask me, that is reasonable, that is fair, and that is completely unsurprising.